Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have, like, a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Air Buds Podcast. Guess what? You can't leave. My name is Jamel.
You can leave. I'm here forever. My name is Peter.
And my name is Mike Benner, and I don't care if you go or stay.
Peter does live inside this podcast. Like, his soul is trapped until we get an Audible deal.
Like Tron.
Yeah.
Luminary, actually. It has to be a Luminary exclusive podcast. Help me, please.
Well, good to see you all. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Why do you keep saying that?
What?
Because niggas are acting like it's Memorial Day. This weekend has been crazy.
Because they're wearing white? What do you mean?
Everybody is outside with a sundress on. Kid Cudi got a sundress on. It's Memorial Day. I don't care what anyone says.
I don't know if I can talk yet, but I am going to a barbecue later at my dad's house.
Oh, wow.
See?
Oh, it essentially is Memorial Day.
Unfortunately, guys, it's all Memorial right. Day. Right? And we're doing
Is that what happens when you get vaccinated? It's just Memorial Day weekend for the next like 6 weekends?
Yeah, dude. I immediately bought a bunch of new white hats, bunch of jerseys, a lot of sleeveless shit. Yeah.
Man, I can't wait to get that second shot. And then just be immediately freed and like, oh, I'm going to go to every restaurant like and just be that asshole.
Now, Ben's going to lick the door at Jumbo's Clown Room. That's his first thing he's going to
do. He's going to lick the pole.
Guys, let's get some business out of the way real quick, and then we'll introduce our guests. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod. If you're worth the buds, $5 a month gets you bonus content and access to our Discord. It's a fun time. Do we have any other business? I don't know. Still plugging that fucking shirt.
Did you respond to my shirts. Hold on.
I don't know.
No. I want to do some offline business online here. Did you respond to my wife's text about if we have any more mediums with a little big boy shirt?
Yeah. Why are we in the pod? I'll text Beth.
I have one in my apartment.
All right. I'm looking for one of those. So we might not have
I think we have like 7 mediums left.
But they're good shirts.
I love my shirt, I'll just say. And I wore it out, and my brother was like, "What's that shirt?" And my brother's like 26 and really cool. So it's like, I feel like if it caught his eye.
That's it. Yeah. That's all we're looking for, is the approval of younger, cooler siblings.
It's an impressive amount of colors.
All right, fine. We'll plug it. Go to airbudstuff@cartel.com to get a shirt. Guys, you've already heard her talk. We have a very special guest today. She's an incredible comedian. She's got a podcast called Composed that you can go to and subscribe on Apple Podcasts right now. Give that a 5-star review. Don't give us a 5-star review. Give it that to our very special guest, Chase Bernstein. Thank you, Chase, for being here.
Thank you, guys. Sorry, I already talked.
Oh, yeah, no,
I just,
we don't
like,
care about
couldn't
that.
Keep it in.
No, that's fair. No, yeah. We need the energy early. Okay.
We've been doing this for like 5 years. Okay. We need fresh.
So glad
blood.
I saw you on this show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No,
do great. You want to take over this show?
Yeah. I'm down for whatever.
This is like the guy stuck in the basement and lost. Like, someone gets in here so that the other one can like go free.
This is how Airbud's booking works, by the way. Me and Chase had a show. I haven't done a show in months. Haven't seen Chase in the same amount of months because we were on the same show.
Yeah.
The last time we saw each other in November. And she's just like, "Hey, what's up, man? How you been? You know the score of the Heat game?" And I was like, "No. Will you please do my podcast this Sunday? Please."
Oh, my God. I hate, like, yeah, that's what I kind of, it was hard for me to leave for that show. Like, I was just watching the Heat game, and I was like, how late can I be? And I just freaking missed it.
Turns out you could have been later.
I
we all got there super early.
Later. Could have definitely hit that third quarter.
It's the worst when you think you're showing up late and you're still early.
Still That's early. Terrible. Still early.
That's the worst part of comedy.
It really is horrible. Like, finding that sweet spot of like being on time and not stressing yourself out and other people out, you know? And then just like, I don't know.
Peter knows. Peter's the latest white man in human history.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, no, that's fair. I can't really argue with that. I mean,
as someone who ran a show with Peter for like 4 years, I can concur.
I showed up mostly on time to the show, especially when you quit. I was like, all right, I definitely have to start showing up on time because Garrick is definitely going to be here at his own leisure if he comes at all. So, you know, just like the Lost basement, I became you and you got to walk away and I became the nerdy guy stressing about time. So
you
won, Michael.
Have to text people. My least favorite thing is when people are like, "Where are you?" Like when you're like driving to a show and like looking for parking, you know, and you're just like, "Gee, Christ." Like I'm in Taiwan. Where do you think I am? Like, I'll
honestly,
be there.
Like, I'm not like once the show is started, man. Once the show has started, I haven't been to a show in a year. What am I talking about? Once the show used to start, I mean, if you were there, you were there. And if not, you weren't. And like, usually someone else is going to be there. And I'll just be like, "Hey, do you want to go up?" Because like, these people already paid. Nobody gives a fuck what was on the poster.
Right.
Nothing means anything. Like, let's just everybody have another 2 minutes and live their life.
Definitely.
Yeah. That was kind of my, when I was producing shows, it was like, I send the email the day before and then I just like leave it up to God. And like, whoever like comes. And then like Jack Knight is always there to do 10 minutes if he wants to. Yeah.
I'm going to start when I do that next time, instead of asking where you're at, I'm just going to send the song "Tell Me If You Still Care."
Honestly, I would just text Jamel and be like, "Hey, is On Deck over? Do you want to just come over and do 12 minutes because so-and-so is not showing up?" What's that? And the answer was usually yes.
Look, this conversation
this is
for
is
a Patreon.
Specific.
We're getting into inside baseball. We're headed to Patreon Highway Avenue.
The exit is that fuck rapidly approaching.
Hold on, wait. So Chase, you're riding for the Heat this year?
Well, okay, if it comes down to the line, it's Denver for me.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Is it a year-by-year thing, or what's your...
No, I mean, Well, it used to be just James Harden, so Rockets, no matter what. And then now I just became obsessed with the Nuggets. I love every single member of that team. But then I also really like the Heat.
Why didn't you follow James Harden to the Nets, where he's a clear championship favorite?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I still love James Harden. I still want him to win. But overall, watching games, I enjoy watching Nuggets the most out of every team.
What is it about the Nuggets that drew you to them?
It's so crazy. He just seems like he walked out of the Sports and Health Club.
I love him. I love Jokic. I love Jamal Murray. I just feel like they are just having fun and they have the underdog vibe, but they're still so good. And I feel like they care. It just feels like they're not jaded, actually.
Where are you at with Jamal Murray's just on and off? Jamal Murray, a relatable guy. I feel like I've had some real bad shows. I've had some good shows.
Exactly. It's my ceiling is so high. I'm not always there. You'll see flashes of it. But listen, sometimes I'm going to disappoint you. I'll make you question whether I was good at all to begin with. I thought she was fun. I saw her be really funny one time, I think. Now I'm doubting it. And then it's when you least expect it, I just come in
50 stop. Points.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So yeah, he's super relatable.
Aaron Gordon is also just delightful to watch play with them too.
Bro, I haven't watched a minute of Aaron Gordon Denver.
I am obsessed with him. He's so sweet. I just love him.
You said it like he showed up with fruit baskets for everybody.
He might have.
What really turned me was watching his interview after one of the games, and they're asking him why he had his jersey number. And he was just so polite and nice and happy. And I was just like, God, who is this bitch?
Well, he just got out of jail for a 7-year bid in Orlando. And now he's
free.
Just free and right. happy.
And it shows. And it's fun to watch. I think it's fun to see that in people. It's inspiring. It's oh, maybe you need to change your environment.
What do you think?
It does feel Blake. Hold on, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I just have to get this out. Do you guys think it would be jarring to move from, you've been forced to live in Orlando. You've been held at gunpoint to make $10 million a year and live in Orlando. And now you're finally being let free to a state where you can eat mushrooms. Do you think it would affect just your general morale?
By the way, $20 million a year for Aaron Gordon.
Facts.
In Denver?
And Orlando.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Orlando's tough.
I guess that's why he wasn't mad about the dunk contest that much. It's like, oh, yeah, I did get 20 mil. So.
On this Wednesday, the 14th, Chase, the Heat will be playing the Nuggets. How does that make you feel?
Oh my God. I did not know that. Oh my God. Well, first of all, it makes me feel scared that I'm not gonna be able to watch it because I don't have League Pass, which is a huge mistake. So unless it's on ESPN, TNT, or the NBA app, I'm scared I won't be able to see it.
We got links for you.
Oh, yeah. We gotta get you some.
Terrified.
Yeah, we gotta get you some tough streams.
I have all the streams. I did the Reddit streams. 9 times out of 10, they don't work.
I got a reliable site for you. I won't say. I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, we got a couple. I put one in the chat. Yeah, on Google Chrome.
We've been over.
I came to the right place. No, it's because I feel like I can never watch any Heat games. They're always just unavailable. So.
Yeah, I officially gave up on paying for a League Pass this year because I just got so sick of all the if you live in LA, that's literally often 2 games a night in your own city that you can't watch. And I just was fuck, why am I paying $350 or whatever a year to not watch all the good games?
Right.
Who is the apple of your eye on the Miami Heat team this year?
Jimmy Butler.
Right answer. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
No, he came out with the, you see him with the linen, the clear linen.
Oh my God. His
joints.
Bits are like just out of this world. But I will say I do love Bam Adebayo.
Bam is fantastic.
I just love him.
No, he's great. Oh, wait. You know what I just remembered?
What if I, what if I said Tyler Herro? Would've hung up.
Yes.
I'm like, for me, I mean, I do like Tyler Herro. Like, I feel like everyone is hating on him. Like, I've heard him on some podcasts. He's just so chill.
I think my thing about him is that he's a fine player. He's become the most like overvalued. Like, people were like saying like Tyler Herro for Kyle Lowry straight up. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, Tyler Herro is a fine bench player. But
there's just like a thing about people attaching themselves to white players in a way that's maybe not even fair to them, but you're just like,
right,
this is
right
a bummer. It's a bummer for everybody.
When a white guy is good, it's just rough to see. Come on. Because it's the wrong kind of, now everybody from the weak frat at your college is hype about basketball. Now they're all wearing their hats backwards now. Ugh. It's uncomfortable.
That's fair.
I was reminded of my best t-shirt idea in the bubble when it seemed like the finals was going to be Heat Nuggets. A photo of someone pulling chicken nuggets out of an oven with the words Heat Nuggets.
Wow. Okay.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Are you telling me?
For a finals? If that's the finals, that you can lock that shirt in right now.
We'll do it. Yeah. We won't be shy.
We have to. Yeah, it has to be the finals. It won't be. We can't sell out on
the
Christmas
problem is
Day.
That we're going to have to, like, order that in advance. Like, we're going to have to, like, we're probably going to have to eat, like, 250 fucking shirts that say Heat versus Nuggets. Yeah.
Which you know I'm willing to do, so you know I don't get, you know.
I feel like we can offload at least 12 of them to Chase based on this conversation.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Every day of the week, twice.
Different sizes, different vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
We'll tie-dye a couple of them.
Exactly.
Rip some sleeves off some other ones.
Yeah.
Frame one. You could get one framed if you want.
I'm down.
Oh, dude, yeah, there also is a shirtless guy.
Oh, no,
in the background.
I've been watching.
I don't know, could you guys see? Yeah.
I was like, is that the same shirtless guy, or is there two? I thought he had different pants.
Yeah, it's just one guy.
Got it.
Jamel is doing this from the Wii Spa.
The homie.
Men's area. Yeah.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
I was wondering if anybody was going to say something. I was like, nobody going to say anything? All right, I'll let
you know. I'm not going to cut. I know you like.
We're doing shirtless dudes over here.
I know you like to keep your business private. I don't know what's going on over there.
We doing shirtless.
Yeah, it really just felt like, let's just let it go. Yeah. Like, it is what it is.
It was like a joke for the room, you know? Like, it didn't have to go live.
I was just checking in with my guys, you know, because I felt a pivot coming. Well, segue, topic change, shift, Peter Moses.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
When you rely on the internet for everything, you need speed that can handle anything. Xfinity delivers Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig speed and compatible X-Fi gateway. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed.
Basketball jersey drop, baby. Let's go. WNBA in the house. We rank.
All right,
Benner.
No, you. Yeah, wait. No, stop. Stop. I just. I don't like how you did it, Benner. Take it back from him.
Basketball jersey drop. Let's go. WNBA. Is that better?
You nailed it.
Good, good.
I guess I might just take. Yeah, go on, Peter.
Talking about. I'll take it. All right. We're here to rank all of the new WNBA fits. They're overall, I would just say, a fantastic overhaul for a league that is about to, I feel like, have a more positive vibe than even the NBA this year. It feels like the WNBA is just about to fucking pop off and just,
oh,
I don't know,
I mean,
if that's
definitely uniform wise. There's almost no misses, technically.
I mean, just taking the Mayo Clinic off of the front of a jersey is like just a good way to go. I'm glad we've graduated from, because it didn't feel like the way like Ford would be on the front of like Manchester, like Man U. It felt like very much like Curly's Game Shop on like the front of like a AA baseball team. You know what I mean?
It's only because they also have numbers on the front. It's like pick one or the other.
That's probably it. But the jerseys are very fresh. We all rank them privately, and I put them into my sad math brain and did a composite ranking of all of the teams, and we can kind of go through and talk about their kits. But, Chase, did you have any kind of immediate thoughts just seeing the release of these jerseys?
Well, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I didn't know what they looked like before. So
honestly, that's a great perspective.
Hey, yeah, you're coming in fresh. Is that
very fresh? Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw a couple misses. I'll say that.
Oh, there.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
But I will. I'll tell you. Overall, every team has made major improvements, and that's not necessarily because every collection is great. It's because the previous jerseys, for the most part, were bad. And hadn't changed for years in many cases.
I see.
Let's go.
Let's get into it, guys. Number 12 on the New Jersey rankings for the WNBA is one of the better teams in the league consistently, but the jerseys just really aren't doing anything for anybody. It's the Connecticut Sun.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's just be honest. Yeah. But there's like two that are good, but there's one that doesn't make sense.
Are you talking about the one that says Kisus? Kisus?
I like that it says Kisus. I just don't like that it's the blue one, dark blue, the two. Like, it's the Minnesota Timberwolves jersey, which is the worst jersey. It's the same jersey, and everyone already knows this jersey sucks. But that sun, the white one, is hard. The heroin edition?
I disagree. I think they're all bad. But I think if the Kisusk one was their normal colors of orange and white, that might be better.
I see
what you're saying. If they did the two with that orange instead of blue?
Yeah.
They're just so plain, man. Everything about it.
But I think overall, these are definitely the worst.
I definitely wasn't wowed.
I would say they're the most unwowable jerseys, actually. There's just nothing even, because I think in some of these rankings, I think we're definitely going to be arguing for just kind of like a classic simple look. But even though these were kind of simple, there wasn't anything interesting about them at all.
As a jerseyologist, I never mind a simple, you know? I like the look, the detail on the bands are those little like baby suns. They look like the lottery. They look like the DC lottery logo.
They do have like government funded program vibes.
Yeah, it's just not great. You guys had weeks, months to come up with this, and this is what you brought to the table.
I think another like weird thing about it is that like they're, you know, paying homage, quote unquote, to the Mohegan tribe. And you know, Kisusk is a Mohegan word. But really, it's it's an advertisement for the Mohegan Sun Casino. Like, the team is named after the Mohegan Sun. They're doing Mohegan stuff because it's like branding for the casino. So it's like not like an earnest tribute to the Mohegan tribe.
I mean, isn't the most earnest thing you can do to support that tribe, though, go to their casino?
Are there casinos in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the Mohegan Sun is a tribal casino, Peter.
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm looking it up. I think it's like a, it's not.
I thought every casino was tribal.
Well, in a way.
Not the Bellagio, bro.
I thought
maybe
for
Jews
too.
And Italians.
I thought we gave them that too. Harrah's, Margaritaville.
Peter, what's number 11?
All right, number 11 coming in. It's the Dallas Wings.
They were last for me.
Yeah, a very simple, shitty version of the old New Orleans Pelicans jerseys. A Dallas star that kind of looks like something that would be designed at Old Navy in like a dark green.
I don't understand that color scheme.
Yeah, a color scheme is very much like a sophomore boy in high school who's trying to like change up his look for the year.
Or it's like that was the only color left. There's like no one took this murky green. If you guys want that,
it's like a Doug Funny's sweater vest.
Yeah. Yes,
it's like an athletic version of Doug Funny. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't like it either. Like, dude, what are you doing supporting the troops? Come on, dog. Get the fuck out of here. They weren't even trying to have women in the military for like 60 years. Now y'all fuck with the troops? I was holding out hope that that jersey was like a some sort of like Red Tail story. Like there was like Dallas had like one group of like lit female fighter pilots. But not the case. It's just a World War II plane.
It's a World War II plane that was test flown by women. Just test, though, because all the men were in service.
But, okay, at least that's at least
when you say test flown by women.
Women in planes. That I makes thought me it also, was just planes.
When you say test flown by women, that makes me feel like the same way they put like a dog in like a spaceship in like the Soviet Union. It's like, let's get the women up here and test this plane out.
Hey, listen, man, I wasn't around in the 40s. I don't know what they thought.
I think you probably have a good idea.
I'll also say the blue jersey, super weak for me. It's just the height of the block letters is the problem. This looks like a really good high school team's jersey. This looks like Bronny should be wearing this jersey right now.
Wow.
The white jersey is nice. Once again, that is a wearable option. You could pull up to anyone's pool party in the white one and, you know, be respected.
Be respected.
What do you think about the V-neck on all three of them?
I didn't even realize there was
V-neck. Neither did I.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm almost not mad at the V-neck. Now that I'm looking at
I always prefer the classic U shape, you know?
I mean, I feel like that's just because you have a round going for them.
Yeah, it's because you got a real round dome, Benner. Like your chin is super roundy.
I don't know how to fucking take that, Peter.
All right, coming in at number 10. Actually, Chase, I believe you had one of these jerseys ranked higher than anybody else. That is the Indiana Fever.
Oh, okay. Well, I did them. I did this whole thing wrong. I did them all separately.
No, you didn't do them wrong.
No. Listen to what happened, Chase. I got to say, you did do comprehensive research.
Yeah.
I knew Peter was doing, like, you were doing trig and Peter was doing algebra too. So I kind of just did an aggregate of your, like, because I noticed that like you had a favorite from each team in your top, like 14.
Yeah.
So I just kind of
whatever Jamel
them.
Handed me looked like he was copying your homework and trig. That's what it looked like. Because I was just like, what the fuck is
you
this?
You gave me homework to do at 11. The show was at 12.
Yeah. He's like, can you really quickly just rank all these officially? I like just got out of the shower. I was like, oh my God. Like, do you guys, okay, what? Do you guys, are we doing video? Like, I need to like fucking move it here. Like,
I mean, I found out at the same time as you. I text you 5 minutes after he texts me, Chase.
Oh my God, wait, I just have to get my charger.
I had these Indiana Fever jerseys ranked.
Okay, I liked the plain Indiana jersey.
The blue one, right?
But the Indiana Fever one was my least, was my absolute worst bottom. I hated that one.
Okay. The Stranger Things one?
Oh, not much like the Stranger Things vibe? Yeah.
The Stranger Things one looks like the people that they're showing who are like spewing coronavirus pellets at you if you're not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
You know, they have those things where it's just like, that's kind of what it just looks like. It looks like drifting around little pellets of virus.
I mean, it also looks like someone is like putting a black light on a hotel like mask.
100%.
It is absolutely disgusting. But here's why I put Indiana Fever up at number 8 rather than at like number 10 or below, because of the Stranger Things jersey. It is so fucking insane. Like, it's just, they took a big swing and I feel like they need it to be rewarded for that. But like, could you also imagine like a rapper wearing that? Yeah, you could imagine a rapper showing up to some event wearing that and it would be cool.
Yeah, I think the shorts are insane. The Stranger Things shorts are probably the best shorts of this new collection, but the jersey is, yeah. It just screams I love Stranger Things to me. And I like Stranger Things, but I don't want to rep that on my chest. I like the Indiana Fever more than Stranger Things.
Yeah. It's just bad. It's like acid washed. Like black and red, like it's sick.
And their white one is fine. The blue one is the correct way to do a simple jersey. Like, you know, the Dallas one looks dumb because it's got the border. It's like block letters with like outline. You're doing too much. Just give me the fucking letters. Get out the way. And the piping, it's got three colors in the lining.
Yeah, this one's like clean.
Yeah.
I like it. I was into this one.
Coming in at number 9, a team near and dear to somebody's heart on this podcast, the Washington Mystic.
Okay. I was wondering, because Chase had us in the basement for a lot of
Jamel,
it. And I was
just so
wondering.
You had them ranked 3rd, and everyone else really disagreed with you pretty vehemently about these.
And you know what? Look, that's fair. And I'm gonna tell you another thing. You're not wrong. I'm a company man. Y'all know this. The story of the Rebel jersey is cool, and I am obligated to get one if they don't sell out. But you know, I didn't know what the fuck was going on when the pictures leaked.
Yeah,
How do you feel about the 19th Amendment being pasted on the top of this jersey? It feels like a bit much. Is that wrong to say?
Yeah, as a fan, I would like to have the 19th Amendment on me. I think it's weird for the players to have it. It should be like the reverse. You know how like the kid size version of Jordans is slightly different? It should be different. Like there should be like fan jersey, we put the Bill of Rights.
Players, rather than put the new collective bargaining agreement on like the seam of the jersey.
Now that is what we're talking about. That's hard body. Put my contract information.
Yeah. The WNBA has to provide like childcare services like for all like players, kids who are like under the age of 2, like embroidered around the sleeve. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. And I mean, the other ones are fine. We're using the wizard. We're using the Disney wizard font now.
Ugh, that font
is,
I gotta say,
offensive.
It's bad.
Brutal. It's brutal.
Like how they landed on this is like beyond me. Like how this went through multiple people and they're like, yeah, love this font. He's scared.
It looks like someone's making fun of Comic Sans.
Like, this font doesn't even know what it is.
No.
It's like nine different things. The W hurts. It actually hurts me.
Yes. It's like, is this Aquaman's pitchfork? Like, what the fuck is going on with the W?
Well, and why is the H capitalized? Like, it's just not, the A being different, it's just not cohesive. It's not working.
Yeah. Sorry, Jamel.
Sorry to
Jamel, I also want to point out the collar doesn't know what the collar is, half U, half V. It's so
It is a U and a V neck, which is a ton. That's a ton to take in. I just saw it too. That's why I was looking like that. I was like, damn. They went half hair, half
bald. Almost as if whoever designed it was like, well, cool, let's see if we can get a little cleavage in there. Like,
yeah. And I also, I just realized the biggest problem with the Rebel jersey is it's the most you had to be there shit of all time. Like, the reason it looks like that is because it was the march route from the march in DC this last summer. And then it has the 19th Amendment, like two things that almost nobody in the country was at. Like, you weren't in the fucking 1700s when they were made this
1700s,
law.
1700s,
Jamel. When was the 19th Amendment? Was that like yesterday?
It was about 100 years ago.
Moving on. Okay. The next team on our list, let's see, ranked number 8. A little bit all over the board for all of us here. The Seattle Storm.
Man, Seattle's jerseys is whack as shit.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that because you guys shat on my beloved Mystics for about 2 minutes, two plus minutes, each of you. So, yeah, fuck that.
I mean, I hate them.
I mean,
yeah, they're not good.
Tell us why.
I hate both of them. I mean, I just feel like it's like, as opposed to the Indiana ones, which are doing simple right, like this is just, it's simple, but it's not. It's still trying. The color blocking is strange. The shapes it's creating is weird. And I just, it doesn't speak to me. I mean, it's talking, it's 2K, I'm not listening.
Yeah, it's 2K create a team jerseys, man.
I think I had mine ranked 5, yeah, but in hindsight, I would have swapped it with another one and made it 7. So that's my bad. But I think the one thing I like about the Rebel edition is that it looks like a poster for like a shitty like action movie, like Seattle 21, thing like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, actually, I like where you're going with this.
Exactly. Like 17 Blocks with Mos Def and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
The sequel to 17 Blocks is Seattle 21.
Seattle 21. I think for me, I had them ranked 9th. I just think the strength of like the supersonic vibe and like the cleanliness of the orange, like the yellow and green. But yeah, the Rebels are pretty
it's whatever.
Pretty not
their
ideal
new logo, smooth. They brought they're doing the Space Needle. They brought the Space Needle back. They got some little, you know, it's simple, but it's just like chill.
I just imagine Sue Bird wearing that first yellow and green jersey and being like, that's going to look good on Sue Bird. Like, that feels like I can see her getting a triple-double in that.
Oh, she will. And I'm going to be pissed because it's going to be against us.
Yeah, and your weird fake.
Yeah.
Wizard font.
Why are they doing two different collars? Fuck, man. It's so men can show cleavage too. Next team.
The next team coming in at number 7 is the Las Vegas Aces.
Okay.
Gotta say, very disappointed by these jerseys. I love the Aces. They've got some of my favorite players on the team. Liz Cambage, obviously. Kelsey Plum. Excited for her to come back. But the only good jersey that they had is that the Explorer Edition, the red with the white lettering, but then they fucked it up with that weird collar that the Mystics used.
It must just be like a chill collar. Is this because they got like... Never mind, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. What I will say is I like the black one. I like the black one. It feels like a casino logo. It looks like the MGM Grand logo as a jersey, and it's smooth. I would like to see them lean into a game a little more. Like, maybe a slot machine jersey would look too G League, but, like, you could get, I don't know, like a poker chip vibe or...
What if it was one of those like weird like movie branded slot machines, like a Fast and the Furious or Sex and the City slot machine?
Like a Wheel of Fortune slot machine?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was that. Now, see, now we're talking about having fun.
I love the font of this red jersey. To me, it is just a really crisp and like clear font that just
Las
to
Vegas,
me,
Friday nights on NBC. That's exactly what that looks like.
Very nice. With Jimmy Smits? Is that was in that?
Yeah, it was Jimmy Smits.
Just checking.
Chase, what did you think of the Vegas Aces jerseys?
I mean, now that he was talking about the font, I do like the font on the red one, but the red one is honestly it's probably my second to last favorite of all of them. Like, I just think it's boring. It looks kind of cheap. But I do think this green or dark green, or if it's black, Aces one, I actually am not mad at it.
Yeah, that's the one for me.
Like, yeah, that pattern on the bottom kind of looks like a designer. Like, it sort of looks like a low-key, like, Louis Vuitton vibe or something. Like, it's different and it's, like, weird, but I kind of enjoy it.
I guess I'm being brought around to it. I think it feels like a fake jersey movie. Like a basketball movie, like where they had to invent teams because they didn't get like the league's permission to use real names.
Wow.
Sure.
Now
but on Smoking
that.
Aces too. What if they cross the universes of Just Right and Smoking Aces, and Common is now leading a basketball team in Las Vegas when he eludes, you know, capture.
I do like about those Rebel jerseys though, like the number and the Aces going down, like that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's
that could go wrong.
All right, I've been brought around
on
it. I might get that Rebel jersey. I'm gonna get it. Liz Cambage. Yeah.
let's get matching.
You're like, I just ordered it.
All right, coming in at number six, it is your Kelly Loeffler-less Atlanta Dream.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the Rebel jersey is incredible, I think.
They got some strong stuff. They're doing big fucking letters.
Yeah.
You know how everybody's trying to do like understated stuff besides like that Stranger Things shit we talked about?
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're a fucking basketball team. It's basketball time.
Yeah. This was my number one, yeah. I think.
Which jersey specifically did it for you? The Rebel one, yeah.
The Rebel one.
Yeah.
I really don't like the Explorer one. I don't like those, like, half stripes. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, like, kind of. It feels like the font they use at Sheetz. You guys ever been to Sheetz?
No.
It sort of gives
me Central Pennsylvania, Wawa.
Yeah. It's giving me Sheetz vibes. Gas station, like,
yes.
It looks like maybe it could be on a Big Gulp.
Yes.
They're also trying to do some kind of, like, mirroring with the A's being slanted. Like, it almost looks like they're trying to make the word a palindrome, and I don't like that.
Wow, you went deep on this one. I would have never noticed that. Yeah, that's true.
The weird, like, fading tiger stripes are also a little, like...
Yeah.
I also don't, like, know why this would be... I mean, not that, like, every jersey has to, like, have themes relating back to its name, but, like, this doesn't scream the word dream to me at all.
No.
This is like, more like a nightmare than a dream.
Just coming hard, Atlanta.
The Rebel, though, does feel very, like... wavy dream, yeah. Like the pink. I mean, everything that's wrong with the Explorer is right with the Rebel. I think
ooh,
we're all
damn. I didn't even see
there.
They freaked the little Miami move.
Yeah, that's
a little pink down the side.
This one is the best one by far.
It is really nice. And I, yeah, when I saw Courtney Williams in it, I was like, yeah, I should probably get one.
Yeah.
Where are we at with the RB sponsorship, though? It's, we have to talk about it. It was going to come up. The RB on the heroin.
Oh my gosh! The white one, even notice that they're was sponsored an Arby's by Arby's logo. Now. That is kind of tight, honestly. I didn't realize Arby's was their sponsor. Is that new this year?
Listen, it's a pretty good look for Arby's. Everybody's got an opinion on Arby's, but here they are after all the dust is settled.
Just like after anyone hits a, like a long rage three, some like the announcer's got to be like, "She's got the meats."
Courtney Williams from downtown with the meats.
That's it. That's exactly right. Okay, let's see. Moving on.
They have AT&T on the back of that one.
They're cramming all those sponsorships
Into
the third one.
I kind of like it.
Okay, so now hold on. I like it too. If their plan is to move the big block sponsorship to the back of the jersey, that's sick.
So they've got three corporate logos on here. Absolutely. Nike, Arby's, and AT&T. And that's like the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost of corporate sponsorships.
Okay. Put on your Nikes. Call your friend on AT&T and have a meet down at Arby's because we're going to a dream game, baby. All right. Number five. Hi for me personally. The Minnesota Lynx.
Yeah, there's some good ones in here.
I didn't have them high.
I had them at number 10.
I like the Rebel one.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, the first Minnesota jerseys are like a carbon copy of their NBA counterpart, it feels like.
Absolutely. Not interesting. Not a big swing. Just exactly what the Timberwolves wear. And same with...
It makes me think of Derek Williams.
Fair.
That's not good.
But I think playing off like... the Minneapolis music scene, and obviously this is kind of almost like their Prince edition that the Timberwolves had on. That's very fun to me. I like it.
No, yeah, I agree. That music bar thing is the best one.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
It would have been too weird if they. I just wonder if they have drafts where they looked at it as if they made the letters music notes.
Oh, I bet.
I'm sure someone looked at it. Like, they probably sent it to Chase, and she was just like, a little busy.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a music note or two.
Just one, just something, maybe a bass clef. But it is the one, and I just noticed that there's also gray. It's, black, gray, and white. We like three colors.
And they have
anytime
little
we can
stars.
Get a third in there.
Coming from a city... that like purports itself to be very connected to music when it's very clearly not Cleveland, Ohio, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like I just feel like anytime a city's like music, we're connected. It's like, you need to get a little bit more specific for me. I'm not just going to go with you on Minnesota has this really deep music. Like, I'm sure it does, but like a music note on there would just be helpful.
Yeah. Like I did not know Minnesota was like connected to music at all.
Oh yeah. Minneapolis is the home of Prince, Morris Day and the Time, huge independent rap scene, Atmosphere.
Jesus Christ.
Comes from there. Yeah.
No, you didn't, okay. Dude didn't say Atmosphere. Stop at Atmosphere.
I mean, yeah.
But the Wolves have a Prince jersey. Like, they have a Purple Rain jersey. Just to be like, the concept of music, like, we're owning the concept of music. That's what this feels like to me. And I would just say... let's do a second round of this jersey and make it a little more specific.
Right. If they just made the...
they got scared.
If they made the men, maybe that would help. Because then at least you're thinking back to Prince. Or the piping on the side, purple.
Yeah.
Why not just say Prince? Why not just take out the men entirely and just write the word Prince?
Yeah, why not?
That's a pretty good idea.
I do also want to say the wind jerseys, I think, are pretty tight. I like the white with the neon green. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. And also, you know, just because, you know, Sylvia Fowles is, you know, a Hall of Famer, so I can't really show disrespect to the gods.
It's fair.
I like it. I like that pop.
All right, number four. The Chicago Sky.
Okay.
I am just going to kick it off. I understand that there might be some very strong opinions about the Rebel jersey here, and I'm ready to, you know, take the lumps with that one. But to me, the Explorer jersey here is just strong. Just like a strong fucking jersey. The fade of, like, the pinstripes. I like the new color scheme.
Yeah.
And maybe this feels also just based on where they were coming from, but I just, big fan. Big fucking fan.
It feels like, you know, Candace Parker was in the room on this, and they were really trying to make her happy. And I hope they did. I like them.
Yeah, I like the Rebel Edition and the Explorer Edition. The Rebel Edition is, like, crazy. There's a lot going on, but, like, I think I like the
white one more. I think the heroin edition one is a little more, because, you know, you could argue that the Explorer one is kind of simple in a weird way. The lining, I don't know. But it also looks like some schools in Chicago too, right? Like, there's a big high school that wears that same color scheme down there, over there, in there.
Who knows what who wants to take a guess at? They've got AT&T. Maybe AT&T is just on all of the white jerseys, but they've got UChicago Medicine and then the Magellan Corporation. Who would like to take a guess in terms of what the Magellan Corporation is?
Gas station dick pills?
I'm going to say ships.
Strong guess.
I'm going to say it is... it sounds like a company owned by that makes products for wizards.
I'm just going to say that ships is probably the strongest, because there is, like, their logo is kind of ship-y, but they are a global distributor and specialty steel and other metallurgical products. So they're basically like an old steel company.
That checks out. I like that.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I like
they sound like
a company.
Yeah.
They sound like an evil corporation, though. Like,
you
know,
yes.
I know I keep relating things back to movies, but they just sound like Bobby Cannavale is a CEO, and he's, like, got secret plans to, like, you know, take over the world.
That's now just Bobby Cannavale's role in any movie with Megan McCarthy, it feels like.
Listen, I'm going to say it.
Melissa McCarthy.
Jersey.
Oh, my God.
I like the Rebel Edition jersey. I don't like that they're doing the double collar thing, but I'm glad other teams are doing it too. So
takes a little heat off yours.
Yeah, for sure. But I do. Also, you know, whatever. It's nutty. It's fun.
Chase, you brought this up too. Like, some of these jerseys just aren't going there. They're not taking a shot and, like, being bold. And this is at least a swing. I don't know what this is, but I would say, like, I'm just, it is like a piece of art where I'm just like, I hate this, but then I kind of like it, and then I might buy it, and then I kind of question everything about what made me think all of those things.
Damn, you know what? I didn't read the description until just now, but I was thinking it's glass. It's them breaking through the glass ceiling.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
When I look at it, it makes me think of hitting a nigga over the head with a glass bottle.
Now I'm just thinking... Now I'm just thinking of Hillary Clinton wearing this jersey as she steps out to accept the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination.
The Breakfast Club.
What's the next team?
Presidential nominee. All right, next, please. Stop. I can't. Not now.
All right, number three.
If
and I would say maybe in my mind, I didn't have them super high, but probably one of the biggest improvements is the New York Liberty.
Yeah, they were my number three.
Oh, yeah. I had them way up there for me. Way up there. These are all pretty good. I mean, like, they've always been leaning into the Statue of Liberty and the color of the Statue of Liberty, but they're fucking doubling down. Adding the copper is the new flair. And as a person who owns copper phone posits, absolutely. I absolutely do agree. And we'll be getting a black one. And if that black one sells out before I get a chance, equality works. I love equality.
That teal would really pop on you.
See?
I like that color. I like that no other team kind of had that palette and they were willing to take it there. Really pleasing on the eye, I think.
100%.
They really nailed the color of the Statue of Liberty in like the best way possible. Like, and it's still a very nice jersey color. I feel like that could have gone wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It is a little corny lick the boots of the Statue of Liberty, but like, I think they did a good job here.
I mean, look, they've been doing it for 25 years, mm-hmm. but not as cool looking. So here's to 26.
Is the copper kind of a nod to the Knicks?
No, it was because the Statue of Liberty was originally
copper.
Bronze, yeah. My boy.
Oh, and it right.
Turned great. It's like a fucking, because it's literally a big ass penny.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, yo, some French
Welcome
guy was
to
like,
the Statue
yo,
of Liberty, a big ass we, penny sent to us by the French.
What if we send America like a big penny, but we like make it kind of hot? Like she's like hot.
A big penny.
Coming in at number two, we have the Phoenix Mercury. And I think now Phoenix has just basically cemented themselves as probably the best basketball jersey city currently, I would say, between the NBA and WNBA.
They definitely nabbed some top honors. That Explorer jersey is just, I mean, the color fade is beautiful, and it is their, that is their logo. They've been rocking that logo for years. It's not even a change. It's just a severe, big time upgrade.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the dark purple and it being most of the jersey. Like, I think they did the fading, the ombre well. Like, we don't need equal parts of all these colors. Like, let's just double down on the dark purple and then ease into a lighter one and finish off with the orange. Like, I just think
it's just
really, really strong.
Dash of pink in there too.
Oh, just yeah. For like, oh, the, yeah. The just night, a like, hint.
Yeah. Really stunning.
Just a fucking.
The rebel one makes me feel like I'm headed to the airport though or something. Maybe I'm about to buy a four wheeler.
Yeah, I like it, but I see what you're saying. It also like this does. It's a very tame jersey overall. So I'm like, why is this the rebel edition?
Yeah, it's based. I think it's just for the fans. They call their fan base the X Factor. That's what it's about.
Oh, okay.
Look, hey, we love fans, but I'm not right. I'm not buying that. Not a fan, but that's just because
I do
I'm not
think
a fan.
The heroin jerseys right. are also perfectly good and fine. But I think I loved it, especially because of the Fry's logo. Fry's Electronics is the tightest sponsor.
Yo, Fry's Electronics lives. Let's go. Fry's Electronics forever. I bought a fucking speaker from there and returned it 5 hours later. I bought a speaker from Fry's Electronics, did a show, took it back, box wide open. I kicked a hole in the box.
Yeah.
Oh,
that orange
God.
Fry's logo really makes the heroin jersey, I think.
Hell yeah.
Really makes
it's sense. Red, man. It's just like straight up like, fuck your color palette. We're Fries.
Oh, you know what? I just opened it up. This is not, it's similar logo, but that's not Fry's Electronics. It's Fry's Food Stores.
Wait, what?
No, that's the same Fry's. They got it. They, come on. That's the Fry family.
Because that is what Fry's Electronics looks like. That's the
exactly
rating.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, they did food and electronics.
I think they sell hot dogs in front of some.
Why
of them.
Limit
yeah.
yourselves?
Get some speakers and some frozen burger patties.
This
all right, number one, the hometown nearest and dearest to all of us on this said podcast, the Los Angeles Sparks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think just leaning into like a Hollywood night edition of, and like then for them to be the first team to do it, God bless them. The black jerseys are just, I mean, both these jerseys are just A pluses for me personally. I'm a really big fan.
The Explorer jersey is, yeah. Like this, like it makes me think of like Love and Basketball. Like, Sanaa Lathan should be wearing that jersey at the end of the movie. You see what I'm saying? It's like, it's, I don't know. It's a really good take on what the Sparks have always been doing. Palm tree down the side. Yes, indeed.
Yes. It's also very, like you say, it feels like a little bit of a throwback to around the Love and Basketball era of like 1999, 2000. Like it feels just slightly dated in a good way, I think.
It feels like the original, like the Sparks logo hasn't really changed over the years. They've done like different versions, but this is like, I don't know. It's like a remix of the original. And it also, I mean, it's got a little bit of that Lakers. It's like, it's the Lakers font without the
the swoosh.
The horizontal lines that goes through it. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. I like it. I hate, you know how I feel about the Sparks trying to be connected to the Lakers. And you know, I think Derek Fisher is some cheeks. And you know, I have said this shit to his face. So, all that being said, it is still pretty hard. The black one, I was kind of, I don't know if I'd wear it. I like the stars on the side. I didn't notice the stars on the side for a while.
Damn.
The font is whatever, though.
Yeah, I think the font is the worst part of this jersey, but...
It's a bike gang. It's like a, I feel like a biker boy. That's the biker boy's jersey.
I don't... Biker boys?
I'm rolling with it. Give me that black jersey.
It's pretty... I will say they...
I'm getting a Candace Parker jersey. I don't care.
You can get a Candace Parker Sparks jersey.
Did they print them?
Yeah, why not?
I'd be able to get that.
Are you going to sew it up yourself?
I'm going to make it custom.
I like this.
It's a crying shame.
That's good.
Yeah, I guess I had them ranked number 4. Who? What did everybody else have them at?
I had them like number 2 or like number 1.
Yeah, I think I had 2 or 1.
Did I have? It's hard to know. I did so many. I mean, I love a palm tree. Like, I'm just never going to be mad at a palm tree. Oh, I had it.
Oh, I think you had it number
6. Interesting. Yeah, I had the black one number 3. I mean, I love black. Like, I just, everyone looks good in black. So you can't really go wrong. The stars that, yeah, I didn't see are just such a moment, and I like it.
That is really great. And they fucked up by putting it in front of this background with all the stars on it, because you just don't notice that those are stars on your jersey.
Right.
But nobody has minded stars on a jersey, you know?
Wow.
All right. We did it, guys.
Well, that's it, guys. We did it. What a way to preview the WNBA season. And that's all of our takes for who we think is going to go into the
playoffs. No, Vegas Aces are going to fucking roll. They are stacked. Asia Wilson, Liz Cambage, Kelsey Plum coming back. I'm excited.
Did Angel McCartney retire?
MVP, right? Or no, sorry. No, she played like it, though. Yeah, who was the MVP last year in the bubble?
Asia Wilson.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Seattle Storm also, I think, are going to fucking just roll. It's going to be like Storm Aces. And I don't know. What's going on with Elena over in D.C.?
Next question.
Making wood.
I can't. It's 2 years in a row we've lost a player for the season before the preseason started. So leave me out of it.
Chase, thanks for joining us and ranking all these jerseys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. This was so much fun.
Anything you would like to plug on your way out of here, either about your basketball fandom or your professional life?
I mean, Insta at Chase Bernstein. Why not?
Okay.
There it is.
There it is. Take it or leave it.
I think they're going to take it. And if you want to take our social media at Airbuds Pod on everything, we love you guys. Peter, do you want to say?
That I love you and have a morning day. I did it for the troops.
Bye. Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.